Welcome to Wow, that was even worse than I thought. What's cracking? Welcome to the jungle. I am Jim Rome. I will address the way I sound momentarily. Let me get the business out of the way first. We are coming to you live from the Rockin' Mortgage Studios.
Hey,
Rit, you better get ready.
You use a gun, I use a fountain.
Whether you want to buy a home or refinance your current home, Rocket can. That's pretty funny, right, clones? To you. I always say that when I have those moments where I'm not quite right. You see, it's getting better already. I have those moments where I'm not quite right, where I never know exactly what's going to go down until I crack open the mic. Well, I cracked open the mic, and then my voice cracked like Kermit the Frog. This should be very, very interesting. All right. Welcome to the program.
Waka waka.
Hour number one is wide open. Open phones. That's not a positive development. That said, here is your telephone number. 1-800-636-8686. I have played through much worse. I have sounded worse. I have played through a double hernia. I've got a thought that I played through COVID, actually. I feel like I had it before we knew what it was. It's Super Bowl. I do not have that right now. I just sound like crap. So I will get to that in a minute. Let me lay it out for you. Telephone number is toll free, 1-800-636-8686. I would ask you clones to pick me up, and I know you won't. But here's your phone number, 1-800-636-8686. Hit me up on Twitter at Jim Rome. Email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. The interview is set up like this. Back-to-back interview starting at the top of hour number two. Eli Drinkwitz is the head football coach at Missouri, 10 o'clock Pacific time. Dan Wetzel, arguably the best columnist in America, pound for pound, 10:20. In hour number three, the head football coach at SMU, Rhett Lashley. Wednesday is an ATP day. Wednesday is not a beef day. We are in the beef offseason. All right, so why don't we address the frog in the room, the elephant in the room, me. Look, I know I sound like crap. I know this. Right off the top, I sound like crap. However, it is not the vid. I know this. So let me get that out of the way. It is not the vid. I test all the time. It's not the vid. So that's the good news. Bad news is I know I sound like crap. Good news is, do you not see the rally coming already? Do I not already sound better than I did when I first cracked open the mic? Now, having done this as long as I've done this, I also know that this can go one of two ways. Well, let me digress. A development that is not positive is that freaking thermostat that goes on by itself every time I start the program and the temperature drops 5 degrees. That's not positive. All right, so having done this as long as I've done this, and even some of you who go way back with me even know this yourselves, I have a protocol for when this happens. As much as you want to clown me for taking vacation, and as much as I do, the one thing I do not like to do is ever miss work other than vacation. I don't like to miss work if I'm sick. I don't like to miss work ever for any reason. Availability is your best ability. I've always thought that's part of the separation. I like that. I want that. I've got that kind of pride. However, when this happens, the protocol is I smash cough drops, I smash tea, I smash drugs, prescription and otherwise, over the counter. I'm hydrating, aspirin. I've done this before, all right? I know what it takes. And the fact of the matter is, it sometimes works. Sometimes I rally. Sometimes I get stronger as the show goes on. This absolutely has been the case in the past. You know, I get warmed up, my pipes get loose, and I either get better or I get the plane down, and it's fine. However, and if I'm drinking tea in the middle of a comment, you know. However, there are other times where I know it can go the other way. I've had it go the other way. It could go right off the cliff. The problem is, I never really know until I crack open the mic the first time and I get going. I can't sit in my office and go, test, test, one, two, test, test, one, two. That doesn't work like that. There's a different energy and a different amount of time that goes into a three-hour show as a solo host. So I never really know what's going to happen until I crack open the mic and I get going and I get loose. So, apologies ahead of time for sounding like crap. Here's hoping that that big rally is coming, or you might get yourself an hour or more of RIT. RIT, be ready. Game Stay on. Ready so you don't have to get ready, RIT. Because I know Alvin's not doing it. Chalk probably would, but no offense, Chalk. RIT would probably be better because he'd be more of a train wreck. All right, so, again, I would ask you clones to pick me up, and I know you won't. 1-800-636-8686. Hit me up on Twitter, at Jim Rome. Email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at HaveItTake.com, or clown me all you want for sounding horrible, because I know. I just know that it's not the vid. I'm not sure what it is. Anyway, let's do this thing. Alvin, what I need you to do is start me off with a bed. I need a bed for this next take. Because I can't believe I'm doing it, but I'm starting the show with some thoughts on the Mets and their positive thoughts.
Meet the Mets. Meet the Mets.
Step classy. Right
and greet the Mets.
Hey, by the way, why don't we shake it up? Because these Mets are not those Mets. I want to believe that these Mets are different. I want to believe that these Mets are real. The real ones. Hey, Alvin, why don't you give me something a little bit different? How about some Narco? All right. It's sounding nice. Hey, Mets fans, how you living? How you feeling right now? How loudly were you blasting Timmy Trumpet this AM? I already know the answer. Loud. Loud as hell. Get it, RIT. Good tune, right? Mets fans, I know you were feeling it. I know you were losing your minds last night when Edwin Diaz jogged in from the bullpen with those trumpets blaring in the eighth. I will be the first one to say that winning a baseball game in late July does not mean jack. It doesn't matter at all. Not if you're trying to win a World Series. Not if you think you're that good. But last night felt like the World Series for a Mets fan. Don't tell me it didn't. I know it did. I'm not telling you Mets fans how to feel. I'm telling you, don't tell me that that did not feel like a World Series game. Because the Mets had won 59 before last night. Except none of them mattered nearly as much as last night. Because last night was against the Yankees. Last night was a chance for little brother to rise up and punch big brother, in the big face. And that's exactly what they did. First of all, they were playing in front of their third sellout of the year, just three. The other two were opening day and Keith Hernandez's jersey retirement. So you can't tell me last night's game didn't matter to Mets fans. They sold that joint out. And don't even try to act cool about this, Mets fan. Don't act like you've been there before because you really haven't. Not in a long-ass time. In fact, be honest with me, Mets fan. You know you were ready to burn your Yoenis jerseys and your Generation KTs after the top of the first, weren't you? You know you were, because you saw Aaron Judge step up and do this.
3-2 from Walker. And Judge backs one out to right center field, heading back toward the wall, and it's out of here. Number 38 for Aaron Judge. He provides the keynote in this series, going the other way. His third home run in 8 career at-bats against Taijuan Walker, and the Yankees take the early 1-0 lead.
Right, that sucked. And so did this when Anthony Rizzo chased it on the very next pitch.
38 home runs, leads the majors, 82 RBIs now, ties Pete Alonso for the lead. Rizzo drives one out to left field. Back goes Canna, and that's out of here. Back-to-back opposite field home runs for Judge and Rizzo, and it's 2-0 Yankees. Number 23 for Rizzo, and the Yankees showing exactly what they are all about.
Right, and so are the Mets. Like the most Mets thing ever, right? You're all fired up. You're all hyped up. You can't wait for this one. And before you even settle into your seat, you're down 2-0. And be real, Mets fans. You knew that that was going to happen. You had a nice little season going, beating up on little punks, beating up on all the little kids. But then Big Brother came to your place and gave you an atomic wedgie. Like, you knew it was coming. You knew. We all knew. Because that always happens to the Mets. You get your hopes up only to get your souls snatched. Or maybe not, right? Because these Mets seem different. They seem different. They were down 2-0 before they even picked up a bat. But then when they did, they went right to work. a quick one-out bomb, and it's 2-1. Then an RBI double, and it's tied up. And then this to take the lead.
2-out. That's driven out to left field, and Hicks goes back, takes a look, and it's out of here! Eduardo Escobar with a two-run homer to put the Mets in front. Number 12 for Eduardo Escobar, and the Mets put the hammer down in the opening inning. It's 4-2.
I mean, meet the damn Mets. Step right up and meet the bleeping Mets.
Meet the Mets.
From down 2-0 to up 4-2 by the time the first inning was even over. Hey, sidebar. Be real. I do sound sexy, right? Do I not? Anyway, listen to Eduardo Escobar talk about that bomb.
It was honestly like a World Series home run. I've never played in an environment like that.
See what I'm saying? Normally, I would not give a damn about a July 26th game. But these guys were acting like it was a World Series game because to them, it felt like a World Series game. Am I right, Pete Alonso?
I've never played in a Major League playoff game before, but if I had to guess, that's what it would be like. Looking to change that this year, though.
Of course you haven't. You're a Met. But they're different. These dudes were feeling it. They weren't downplaying it. They weren't saying it's only one win in July. They weren't saying that it didn't matter, because it did matter. They were feeling it big time. Mets fan, don't lie to me. You were too. I know you were. However, don't tell me in the back of your mind you were not bracing yourself for another here we go again moment. Especially when Diaz fumbled a Judge grounder in the ninth. I know then that you were prepared for the Mets to do what they always do, choke when it matters most. I mean, Diaz has been untouchable. Diaz has been lights out this whole year. And for him to suddenly melt like that under the pressure of the moment really was about the most Mets thing ever. Except he didn't. He bounced back. He strikes out Rizzo, and then he closes it out with this.
1-2 to Gleyber Torres. He struck him out, and the ball game is over. Edwin Diaz for the four-out save, four strikeouts. The Mets with a 4-run first inning. Home runs from Marte and Escobar. Terrific defense all night long, and the Mets take the opener from the Yankees, 6-3.
Mets win. Mets win. The Mets win. Man, I've not said this in a long, long time. In fact, I'm not sure I've ever said this. But this Mets team is good. Like, really good. Damn good. And I know I've never said this before, but I bet them to win it all. I put my money where my mouth is. I bet them at plus 800, which feels like pretty damn good value to me. And why is that? Number of reasons. Number one, this is a huge Buck Showalter house. Always has been. Always has been. Everywhere he has been, he is a great manager. I'll never forget when I did a tour stop in Arizona way back in the day. And that ballpark had just opened up. And Jerry Colangelo gave me a tour of the facility, which was an amazing thing. And I remember going back in the clubhouse and kicking it with Buck. We had a great talk. Buck was always a good jungle guy. That's a damn good manager. He's one of the reasons why I feel so good about the Mets. The thing, though, and one more thing I want to make, or one more point I want to make about this, he's not just managing this team against the other 29 teams in Major League Baseball. Buck is also managing this team against its own history. And trust me, that's a hell of a lot nastier than that Yankee lineup or the Dodger roster. So I want to be careful on how I say this. I want to be careful in telling you to be careful, Mets fan. Be careful. Enjoy it. Enjoy the win. Enjoy the fact that you just punched Big Brother in the face. But don't get carried away, because you know how this has ended in the past, with implosion, with rage, with players fighting each other in the tunnel, with Mr. Met flipping off the fans, with that Met kid losing his mind. I'm not here to hate. I'm just here to be pragmatic. I'm just here to remind you that generally, this ends badly for the Mets and Met fan. But you know that already, right? In fact, you know what I think I want to do? I think, again, I want to keep it positive. I think, again, I want to turn this thing on its head. I think I want to think the best. I want to think positive. There's a lot to like about these guys. There's a lot to like about that manager. There's a lot to like about the fact that they've got a stone-cold closer. There's a lot to like about the fact that the Mets swing their bats every single day. There's a lot to like about the fact that their best player hasn't even played yet. And Jacob deGrom is getting closer and closer. And when he does come back, if he's anything like the dude that we know him to be, look the hell out. Then I'm all in on the Mets as a legitimate force, as a legitimate contender. Then I'm feeling great about hammering them at plus 800. Even without this guy, I'm almost there. Without this guy, I put my money where my mouth is. Now my question to you, Mets fan, where the hell are you? How good did that feel last night? Are you allowing yourself to believe and go all in? Because to me, that may not have been a World Series game. That may not have been a World Series game. But it sure as hell was not a meaningless midweek game in late July either. And that's not just me talking. That's the Mets players talking. Of course, they haven't been there before. But I like it. I like their energy. I like it. Mets fan, where are you? How'd that feel? Is this the year? Better be. I got y'all plus 800. 1-800-636-8686. I just opened the show with a Mets take. I just opened the show with a positive Mets take. I just opened the show by saying the Mets are bleeping legit. Well, actually, I opened the show by saying that I sound like crap. Both those things are true. I sound like crap, and they look pretty damn good. All right, some other topics today. Well, assuming I get through it. If not, we're going with Ritt's topics, and you know they will suck. Ritt will be like, coming up next hour, my favorite candy. Coming up next segment, my favorite band. Coming up next segment, hair. It's overrated. Just pull that out of my ass, Ritt. You like that? All right, some other topics. As long as I'm still on the air, sounding sexy like I am. Other things I want to talk about. Jerry Jones got around to addressing Big Mike. And what started off as a compliment and a vote of confidence obviously turned sideways, went south, was anything but a vote of confidence, and Jerry managed to alienate a group of people. That's coming up. Oh, you know what today is? Wednesday. Happy bleeping hump day, Herb.
Hump day.
Not only do I need to wish him a happy hump day, Herb, but also he's in the news. He's still getting dragged. He is still getting dragged for being the worst NFL coach ever. Like that will, number one, that will never stop happening. And number two, that will never not be funny to me. Except reverse those two things. Number one, that will never not be funny to me. And number two, that will never not happen. This guy's still getting dragged. Oh, wait, this just in. Alvin, can I get my breaking news alert? This just in, breaking news. James Kelly has informed me that I can, quote, pod him up if I need him. Quote, I won't cuss. I'll keep that in mind, Head. I'll keep that in mind. Appreciate it. Appreciate you working on a day when you normally don't work to pick me up. Like I said, I already sound much better than when I first cracked open the mic, right? It could go one of two ways. So I've got my own protocol. I had some serious tea going, and then Cindy showed up. Cindy's kind of got like this holistic approach to things. She dumped a bunch of vinegar into my tea. I think it's helping. Other news, trade deadline's coming up in Major League Baseball. What does that mean? An update on the sad Cubs. How about this? You want to talk about a juxtaposition. Maybe it's never been a better time for New York baseball, top to bottom. And maybe there's never been a worse time for Chicago baseball, top to bottom. Like the White Sox are one of the biggest disappointments in the entire sport. And I'm going to argue that the Cubs are an even bigger disappointment, even on a six-game winning streak. In the NFL, quickly, the Bucs add Julio Jones. Will it matter or not? Maybe, maybe not. How do they keep doing it? How do they keep adding guys like this? Yeah, I understand, Clones. He's been busted up, coming off a couple of tough years. But you talk about a luxury signing, and they've got nothing to lose. Also, an incredible piece of social media from an incredible guy. Gardner Minshew. Beowulf's at it again. I love it. And I'm going to try and get there, too. 1-800-636-8686. It is toll-free. In case you're joining us late, Cindy actually wanted to correct me. She didn't pour vinegar into my tea. She poured apple cider vinegar into my tea. Correction. Either way, Rick, get ready. I've got Eli Drinkwitz coming up the top of hour number two. Dan Wetzel right after that. And we are open phones right now. What do you want to talk about? I want to talk grub. You know the best thing about summer? The grub, the food. And there's nothing better than a summer meal. And luckily, HelloFresh is bringing all my favorite summer flavors right to my door in limited edition taste of summer recipes and market selections. These restaurant-worthy recipes elevate my dining experience at home while minimizing oven use because less time in the kitchen means more time at the pool. And the complimentary sides, snacks, and apps from HelloFresh Market round out my meal and always please a crowd. Their ever-changing menu with 55-plus weekly options keeps my taste buds on their toes, and pre-portioned ingredients and foolproof recipes allow me to relax and enjoy my summer. Like, my plans are constantly changing. HelloFresh keeps up. I can skip weeks when I need to do that, or I can change my address to have my order sent right to my vacation spot, all from their app. So sign up right now for 16 free meals across 7 boxes plus 3 gifts with the code ROME16. HelloFresh.com/ROME16. Once again, code ROME16 at HelloFresh.com/ROME16.
You're listening to The Jim Rome Show.
I'm pretty happy with that open. And you Mets fans should be pretty happy with that open. As far as the open itself, here's some more reaction. This one is directed to Turtleneck Frogman. Half that's true. I am Frogman. But I'm not rocking a turtle. Turtleneck Frogman. You said you sound like Kermit the Frog. I think you meant to say you sound like Patrick Mahomes.
Mahomes?
Mario in SF. And Mock Moda. Quote, "Well, well, well. It finally caught up to you. Nice rasp. Sometimes it's a long time in coming. React to me, Rome." Signed, The Butter Knife. That's a great take. That's extremely well written. Well, well, well. It finally caught up to you. Nice rasp. Sometimes it's a long time in coming. React to me, Rome. Signed, The Butter Knife. The one thing that I should not be doing with this rasp. Well, number one, hosting a three-hour talk show. That's the first thing I should not be doing. But most of all, what I really should not be doing is any kind of butter knife, plastic knife imitation. Not right now. Dear Van Crack, your voice sounds super sexy to us. Signed, Women with Trash Bags, substituting for broken car windows. Casey in New Hampshire. That's harsh. Bella B. Again, showing some edge. Talking Mets at the top of the hour. Go home. Get some rest. Bella, there's nothing wrong with my mind. It's my voice. I know exactly what I did in the open. I know exactly what I said in the open. I meant all of it. They earned it. You see, this is the great thing about me. Actually, there are a million things great about me. And I've not been giving myself nearly enough credit lately.
A million.
I'm a guy that's fair. You may not like me. You may not like my takes. Well, I had a weird dream last night. I had a dream that I got into it with a, and I want to leave this guy, I want to make sure that he's anonymous and nameless because it's not his fault. And I don't want it getting back to him that we have an issue because we don't. But I had a dream last night. I should have known that I was going to wake up like this today. And I don't dream about athletes. This is really interesting. For as long as I've done this, I almost never, ever, ever dream about sports or athletes. Almost ever. Strangely, right? I have a dream about a very, very good young quarterback currently playing in the NFL, and he and I got into an argument in the street. And I figured, like, I'm really happy to see this guy. This guy made it very clear he was not happy to see me. And I'm like, what's your deal, bro? What is it? We can talk this out. And not in a punk-like way. I'm like, let's just be men about this. Let's man up. What is your issue? He's like, I didn't like your take. I said, all right, which one? The one about the Pac-12 and the Big Ten. I'm like, what? Conference realignment is a reason to go? So I should have known something weird was going to happen this morning when I got into an argument in the street of all places with a quarterback in the NFL about conference realignment. Yes. It is. Chalk's got it. The next one. So back to Bella. Talking Mets at the top of the hour. Go home and get some rest. Yeah, I will, Bella, when the show's over. But again, that's not... Me talking Mets has nothing to do with me not feeling well. In fact, I feel pretty damn good. It's my voice that sounds horrible. Okay, back to what I was trying to say. One of the things I like about me is I'm fair, all right? I am extremely objective. Yes, I have crushed the Mets. Yes, I've done so for years. And you know why? They've deserved it. They've earned it. However, I don't have an agenda. When they turn things around and they play as well as they are and they look as good as they do, I'm going to give them props too. And I'm going to hype them up. There's nothing wrong with me. I didn't do that because I'm sick. I did that because they're playing really well and they look like a legitimate threat, a damn good baseball team. And I want to see what happens when they get their best player back. And I want to see what happens if they do anything at all at the trade deadline. How much do I like them? I hit them at plus 800. Bella, come on, Bella. You know. I did not do that because there's something wrong with me physically. I did it because I believe it. Romy. Okay, now, if your take is, here are two things. If your take is, what are you doing leading your show with the Mets? Are you sick? That's a bad take. If your take is, dude, do not believe the hype. Mets got a Met. That's fair. That's fair. Even I said, hey, listen, hold up now. You know how this normally goes. But then I changed mid-thought and said, I think it's going to go differently because I think they are different. I think they're going to be a factor. I think they're legit. Romy, these Mets are for real. Almost as real as Herb going 250 and 250.
250, 250.
Nick in New York. All right, so that's somebody in New York who's not buying it. Hey, Nick, you would know, right? Maybe you're right. But maybe I'm right. All I know is I'm sitting here in Southern California, West Coast guy through and through, and I open my nationally syndicated show with a take on New York baseball. Because I'm also fair like that. So I don't want to hear this, hey, Dodger Jim, you're a homer. All right, now this guy nailed it. Also from New York City. Jim, please be very careful with the pipes. You might go full Scotty Farrell. If the voice goes, please don't let Ritt in the box. Just let the future Hall of Famer Alvin cook. Let him empty the sound drop library. Jake in NYC. That's why Jake's one of my favorites. First of all,
I hope you're in your car.
Be very careful, you might go full Scotty Farrell. You make that sound like a bad thing. Scotty Farrell is one of the best to ever do it. I want to be very clear about that. Scotty Farrell is one of the best to ever do it. All right? And I'm in the Hall of Fame. My opinion counts. Scotty and I came up at right about the same time. In fact, part of me is hoping I don't go better or get better because I can turn this show. You know, I mean, after all, I'm talking about reinvention, the reinvention project with Jim Rome. I've always kind of prided myself on being an original. However, if this thing does go sideways on me and my voice gets worse, not better, I will turn this thing into a Scotty Farrell Scotty Farrell Appreciation Band program. And then I'll say things like, I know you're listening, you fat ass.
I hope you're in your car listening to me right now, you fat ass.
Pretty good, right? I will turn this into a Scotty Farrell Appreciation Band show so fast it'll make your head spin. And I know you're listening in your car, you fat ass. I'm a better coach than you, fat ass.
Right now, you fat ass. You are despicable.
Come on, Jake. Keep Scotty's name out of your mouth.
You just let that happen to your star.
Scotty Farrell's a legend. He's been doing this a long, long time at a very high level. And let me tell you something else about Scotty. He was well ahead of his time. Well ahead of his time. Nothing but respect for Scotty. So if I end up turning into him and we sound like brothers, that's not a bad thing at all. In fact, that might be good for my career. Then again, letting Alvin come in and not saying a single word, but just firing drops for 3 hours would be pretty awesome too.
Thank you.
Just letting Alvin cook. Arlasco writes, Van Smack, from experience, I would say you sound a little hoarse, and I would know. Signed it, Matthew Broderick.
It doesn't make any sense.
Wow. An SJP reset. I'm trying to rack my brain. Hey, Stucknet, help me with this. How did she ever become a thing on this show? I understand that back in the day we had a rat family because there were human beings that looked like rats. That made sense. I understand that some of you think that there are a few humans that look like horses. Apparently she's one of them. But I don't know how that ever became a thing on this show. I've never understood that. Just as I understand why, or just why, I wonder why it will never go away. Or why any of you still think that's funny.
Hey, John.
Romy. Okay, hey, John, get it? See what Alvin just did there? He insinuated that John Elway looks like a horse. Romy, speaking of herb, I just got back from Columbus. I saw Perv's stupid little restaurant. I was hoping to see his stupid face so I could yell, Pervin liar,
you're a liar,
at the top of my lungs. Or, dads, hide your daughters. He likes them young. Amber in Portland.
War Lady Clone.
I was going to say, I've got one thing to say in response to that. Bleeping War Lady Clones.
War Lady Clones.
Amber, your take on herb is better than my take on herb. Nice job, Amber. Hey, Amber, are you happy with yourself? You should be. I'm very happy with you, Amber. War Lady Clones.
War Lady Clones.
She was going to scream at the top of her lungs, quote, dads, hide your daughters. He likes them young. And you know what? She's not talking junk. She would. Amber would. And so would Abigail. NoCal Vic is in. I'm sure Vic will have something to add to this. Let's find out. Quote, oh, God. So Cindy is apple cider vinegar gal. Tell me she doesn't also mix it with patchouli oil and use it as shampoo. That she doesn't mix it with baking soda to use it as deodorant. In other words, tell me Cindy is not Portland woman. I don't know what Cindy does with all those things. I know that Cindy has a lot of different little elixirs. She has lots of ideas on longevity and looking good, feeling good, staying. I mean, she's a stylist, right? Her job is to make me look good and feel good. So she has lots of ideas that I don't know about or I had not been exposed to. So I can't respond to any of these things, Vic, specifically, but I can respond to this. When you're saying, tell me Cindy is not Portland woman, Alvin, have Portland woman ready.
Well, you know what? We got
not yet. I don't want it yet. You saw Cindy on camera. She's worked on this show before on the other side of the glass. I don't really care how people look, except in the case of Rit, because personal appearances are not show fodder. But I am here to tell you, Cindy is not Portland woman if Portland woman is the way this guy describes Portland woman.
Well, you know what? We got this phenomenon up here in Oregon.
and I call it Portland Woman. Portland Woman, she doesn't shave, she doesn't clean up. They put her on TV. Turn on any Portland channel with local show. You'll find Portland Woman showing off her stuff, gray hair, no makeup, all the wrinkles to boot, and the clothing is something else. You can see the stain. So, anyways, to Portland Woman, please, please, do us all a favor and clean it up. That's all I got, Romy.
That's all you got? Just the best call ever? I mean, that's some goat bleep right there. That's all I got, Romy. What a classic tag after making one of the greatest calls ever. That's all I got. You mean just goat bleep? The only thing that that guy said that applies to Cindy is they put her on TV. We did. None of the rest of it does. I don't want to speak for her, but she's more San Diego woman than Portland woman. All right, when we come back, cruising through hour number one, what did I tell you? It could go one of two ways. I could warm up, get loose, get better, sound better, or I could take this thing right off a cliff. So far, so good. However, we do have a long way to go. Mets fan, hit me up. I want to know, do you believe or are you still fearing the worst? Or even if you don't want to go there, how great did last night feel? And then how concerned were you after the first half inning? I'm not watching that game with amazement. We are coming right back, and I've got an open segment before I have back-to-back interviews, so you might want to take advantage. 1-800.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Wednesday is always an ATP day. Ask the Pros, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. So what you want to do is, if you want to ask me something, do not do it on the phones. Do not do it on Twitter. Instead, go to CBSSportsRadio.com/AskThePros. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Here is one thing that I did not know about vinegar. It tastes like ass. Check that. Apple cider vinegar. Also tastes like ass. The apple cider is not doing very much to cut the vinegar. But I think it's working. I think it's helping. I've got the head football coach of Missouri, Eli Drinkwitz, coming up in 11 minutes. After that, Dan Wetzel, 10:20 Pacific time. Rhett Lashley, SMU head coach, coming up in hour number three. Provided I make it to episode 230 of the Jim Rome podcast later on today, and it's not Rhett, wouldn't that be a surprise if my guest were to be interviewed by Rhett? Could happen, Pops. Thomas Dimitroff is the former general manager of the Atlanta Falcons and an NFL lifer. He is actually going around the country in a Sprinter van interviewing GMs. Really interesting podcast, but I've always thought he was a fascinating guy, and I'm really curious to get caught up with him. For a guy who spent so long in the NFL, now that he's taken a moment and he's outside the league, I wonder what that feels like to him. So another reason for me to keep grinding through it. I want to have that conversation. I always liked him a lot, and I haven't spoken to him in a few moments. So that's episode 230 of the Jim Rome podcast. Another reason why I came in and started slamming vinegar. I want to make sure that gets done. Jerry Jones might have shown up to Cowboys camp, and I'm always fascinated by that. You know how Manny in Oxnard called this week for the first time in like years? I've never not been fascinated by the Cowboys having their camp in Oxnard, of all places. And nothing against Oxnard. I mean, I grew up not that far away from Oxnard, but I've always been amazed by that. T.O., Thousand Oaks, Oxnard, but he likes it out here. So anyway, Jerry may have shown up looking to endorse Mike McCarthy as his head coach. And then he did, sort of. But then he managed to go all Jera with it. This is what he had to say about the big fella, Mikey.
I want to be real clear. He wouldn't be sitting here today if I didn't think he was the man to lead this team to a Super Bowl. He would not be, and I have choices.
Well, that's a hell of an endorsement. A hell of an endorsement right up until the last four words. Nothing like saying, this guy is the guy. This is the guy. This is my guy. And then chasing that with some other guys. Because we all know the other guys. The other guys are Sean Payton and Dan Quinn. And we know that Jera loves him, both of them. So if the Melon Smasher was hoping that yesterday would put an end to all those questions about his future with the Cowboys, it didn't. And it won't. Those questions are never going to end. Because Jera doesn't want them to end. You see, Jera is about to turn 80. He's about to turn 80, and he wants everybody to know he's got a big birthday coming up.
Told him I got a birthday coming up here real quick. I don't have time to have a bad time. It ain't on my schedule.
I don't have time to have a bad time. It ain't on my schedule. What? I don't have time to have a bad time. It ain't on my schedule.
It ain't on my schedule.
Let me translate that for you. I don't have time to have a bad time. It ain't on my schedule.
It ain't on my schedule.
Because what he's saying is, the thing that is on his schedule.
It ain't on my schedule.
Croaking. Dying. I don't have time to have a bad time. It ain't on my schedule.
Schedule.
Going into the ground is, though. And what this guy's saying is, I'm running out of time, big fella. I need to win, and I need to win right now. I'm on the clock. I'm running out of time. I have a schedule.
Schedule.
That music right there says that that's the end of hour number one, which is my schedule.
Schedule.
Eli, I have a lot more to say about him and his schedule.
Schedule.
Way more to talk about with Jera and his schedule.
Schedule.
Eli Drinkwitz next.